I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's Tiki and Tierney on The Fan. Tiki Barber.
Got the first down to the 10, to the 5, fighting! Touchdown, Tiki!
Brandon Tierney.
This is 1980, or this is even 2004. Joe Judge maybe gets another year. I think Joe Judge talked his way out of this job.
Tiki and Tierney on The Fan, 101.9 FM and the Odyssey app.
Alrighty, what's happening? Tiki and Tierney on The Fan on this Monday. What's going on? Yeah, I'm jacked up. I'm jacked up because something I've been saying for a while seems to have a little bit more of a chance to actually come to fruition as we tee it up inside of our studio on this Martin Luther King Day Monday. Many of you are off. It's all good. And our Town Fair Tire studio is where we are hanging. Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Obviously, a ton of football reaction from the weekend. Looking ahead to tonight. Jim Harbaugh, apparently interested in the Giants. Knicks staying hot. Nets avoid disaster with Durant. Wow. Shesterkin. Everybody saying, talk some more hockey. Shesterkin back in the pipes. Rangers with a couple of wins in a row. Seton Hall hosed over the weekend. Johnny smacked the Hoyas. A little bit of everything there, Mr. Tiki.
Yeah,
how are you today?
Including the Dallas Cowboys losing in very disappointing fashion if you're a Cowboys fan. But, hey, I'm happy about that.
You should be. You know, although, can I just say one thing out of the chute here?
Go ahead.
All right. And I get it. Giant fans don't have a lot to hang their hats on the last couple of years. Understood. And I can't fully absolve myself either because I have latched on to this pathetic part of being a fan over the years. And that is to take great pleasure in a team that we're jealous of. And I certainly admit, Jet fans jealous of the Patriots. I don't know if Giant fans are jealous of Dallas.
No.
But I will say that I've seen a lot, I've heard a lot. Giant fans, act like you've been there before. I mean,
it's not even about that. It's just
I don't mean you, but yeah. A lot of like the deriving almost an inordinate amount of pleasure from seeing Dallas melt and almost using that to make themselves feel good.
No.
Giants, you still stink. let's not get it twisted.
Yeah, but the Cowboys. Here's the thing about the Cowboys. It feels like forever they've been the team that's going to do X, Y, or Z.
Yep.
You kind of almost feel a little bit better as a hater of them, that you know that they're never gonna break through. Whatever happens, no matter how great of a season they have. Now, Ben, a lot of people were overpropping this Cowboys team, especially their defense. They had a bunch of injuries on offense, but especially their skill position players and their offensive line. Their left guard has been bad for the last, you know, 3 or 4 weeks, whether it was, Connor Williams or Connor McGovern. They've been bad at the left guard position, and the 49ers took advantage of it. But their defense kept getting hyped. Like, oh, this is one of the great defenses in football this year. No, it wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
They're actually a bottom third defense. They just get a ton of turnovers.
Correct.
Because Micah Parsons and Diggs, those guys are dynamic. But when it comes down to someone playing smart, sound football, not in the NFC East, because they dominated the NFC East, they struggle,
mm-hmm.
right? You saw it with Denver. You saw it with a couple of teams who play sound football, can run the ball. The Cowboys struggle because their defense actually isn't that good. So they got a little bit overhyped coming into this weekend of the wild card, and the San Francisco 49ers took care of business.
You know, in a lot of ways, and I want to make a point that is probably going to annoy you again, and I'm going to make this point until it either is, you know, the box is checked positively or negatively. I'm not giving up on something that I already planted seeds on this last week. And by the way, I planted seeds with Tiki years ago. We've been working together. I've been saying this. But, you know, before I make that point, in a lot of ways, to me, the doubt to your point, Tiki, the Cowboys are a little bit like the Yankees, where mm-hmm.
you know, you're right. I mean, the way their defense has been positioned versus the reality of who they actually are,
that's right.
They're not congruent. And it's a lot like watching the Yankees where we get enamored when they blast, you know, 13 home runs in a 3 or 4 game series at Baltimore against a dog team or whomever. And, you know, maybe the average fan, oh, Yanks going to win the World Series. But when you probe more deeply, starting pitching, don't run the bases, don't catch the ball too well. And Dallas, the splash plays, which is what is going to set Twitter ablaze and SportsCenter. But up the gut, they were pushed around. And Randy Gregory was horrendous.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's one thing to play poorly. Another thing to not even have your head in the game.
Yeah.
3 times this guy had killer penalties. I mean, I knew Dallas was going to have a rough time. I did pick Dallas, to be fair.
Yeah.
That was the only game I got wrong. I gave you the 4 picks on Friday. I got the other 3 right. And now I get to this. All right. I said it with Tiki the other day. I want to know why. It's 10:06 on Monday morning. I want to know why the Giants haven't yet called Bill Belichick. And I'm not giving up on this until either I hear from Belichick saying, I am not interested in the Giants, or I hear the Giants say, I am not interested, or we are not interested in Bill Belichick.
So why are you,
I'm not giving up on it.
Why are you renewing your call for Bill Belichick with the New York Giants? Because they got destroyed by the Buffalo Bills?
That's part of it. But more so because he's Bill Belichick. It's more about what he would do for the Giants and less about what he has in New England. But what he has in New England plays into, I believe, this small window of availability for the Giants. Let's face it. Bill's in his late 60s, mm-hmm. All right? And he reiterated over the weekend he wants to coach into his 70s, so he's not getting ready to quit. He's going to keep going. But if you don't hire him now, or if you don't try to, then after this coaching cycle, then it expires. Because the next Giants coach isn't getting 2 years unless he gets arrested or it's an unmitigated disaster, which, the way it's gone, it's not completely implausible that that happens again.
True.
Although nobody's rooting for that to happen. And if you don't hire him now, you're not going to hire him again. You won't have the window of opportunity. I don't even think he'd take the job. I get that. But if I'm the Giants, I need to hear Bill Belichick tell me, guys, I revere your franchise, but I'm staying in Foxborough.
Yeah.
And then I move on.
But
I got to hear it.
But don't you think that comes without him having to say it? He's been in Foxborough for so many years now. Or not even Foxborough. What do you know? I mean, it's Gillette now. But he's been up there
But it's still the city of Foxborough,
yeah, true,
right? The township of Foxborough.
True, but I'm thinking of the stadium.
He's
been there for so many years now. He's created a legacy as the greatest coach in the NFL, arguably, by his championships and the culture that he's built, and the fact that even when they have inferior talent, they can make themselves a playoff team with a rookie quarterback. If he was to leave, the only reason he would want to would be to go win a championship someplace else. But he's got so many championships. What benefit is there for Bill Belichick to leave?
Rebuild the revered, illustrious Giants.
But my question is, does he care more about the Giants or the Patriots?
Well, I mean, he's got 20 years of sweat equity in the latter.
So, agreed. So I don't understand how.
What do you always tell me? Nobody loves you like your mama.
Yeah, true. That's usually for players. It's not necessarily for coaches.
Why not, though?
Now, look. Now, Giants fans, do they love Bill Belichick? I don't know. I think they love Bill Parcells more than they love Bill Belichick.
Well, that's true, but Bill Belichick won the Super Bowl because Bill Belichick's the one who devised that strategy to stop that Jim Kelly, Thurman Thomas sick offense.
Yeah, well, no, they let Thurman Thomas just go wild.
Well, that's what I mean, and to take away the other stuff. You know, well, I meant in totality to stop
the
vaunted offense. Listen, I don't know if
Giants fans actually want Bill Belichick.
Well, let's ask him.
I don't know. Do you want Bill Belichick to be your head coach if you're the New York Giants?
Let's find out. 877-337-6666. I'll tell you this much. Forget about the Bill Belichick tree. It looks like Dayball's high on the radar. I like Dayball. You like Dayball. We like the assistant GM shown there. These are all things that, I'm not sitting here thinking it's going to happen. What I'm saying is, on the most cursory level, the most exploratory conversation needs to happen. Bill, do you have any don't tell us that you're doing it. Just get the answer from Bill. Bill, you have any interest in coming to coach us? Mm-hmm. And then after you're done coaching, you elevate to
you know, the GM or the president spot.
You know why?
Do you have any interest in that?
You know why I think that's not going to happen?
Why not?
Because they're interviewing for a general manager right now.
Okay.
So they've gone through the process. Apparently, there's been 7 of the 9. I believe that they want to interview Rand Carthon, who is Mo Carthon's son, is the next. And I think there's another executive from the 49ers that's going to get an interview. I don't think these are in-person interviews right now. I think they're just kind of whatever, Zoom or over the phone. And then they're going to have in-person interviews next week. So the fact that they're going through the process of interviewing a general manager tells me that Bill Belichick is not on their radar. Because if Bill Belichick was going to be the guy coming into the Giants,
yeah,
he'd have all of that power. You'd be hiring not a lackey, because that's just demeaning to whoever.
Yeah, Bill's not going to report to some 36-year-old
exactly.
GM. I mean?
That's exactly what
but
I
you
mean.
Know what it's called, Teak? It's called doing your due diligence.
Yeah.
In case Bill turns you down, which he probably will.
Look, I don't know if I love that.
Why not? I want to know why.
Because, first of all, rebuilding what the Giants used to be in the image of what Bill Belichick has created in New England is a daunting process, right? It's changing over personnel. It's changing over, you know, the methodology from the front office all the way through the equipment guys, obviously the staff and the players on the field. I just feel like it's daunting. And it works in New England because there is no other way, right? They've had so much success over 2 decades that you just accepted it. That's the way it is. Other programs are not that way.
Okay.
From the scouting, I mean, it's everything. Like the scouting, what the scouts are responsible to do when they go to wait to opposing team games. Like it's comprehensive. That just works in New England that other teams can't replicate.
You know what I mean? Don't think that you're wrong there, but you know what I do know? That while the methodology of his building,
yeah,
and the daunting nature of the Giants rebuild, your words, and you're right, that's fine. If we're sitting here and the Giants were actually a good franchise, then I would say you don't need to rebuild and overhaul. You need to rebuild and and overhaul the scouting. You need to rethink and reimagine and restructure everything about the New York Giants, because the Giants have been a dog franchise as bad as the Jets, which is all you need to know, for the last half a decade. They've been a doormat.
Technically worse.
But I appreciate the insert there, Tiki. That actually made me feel good. And by the way, I'll say, as a Jets fan, I'll say this. I know Josh Allen's going to be a pain in the ass forever.
I feel bad for Jets fans.
I will take my chances on a rebuild with Tua and Mac Jones in my division. I'm not afraid of either.
No.
Josh Allen's a problem. The other guys, keep him there.
Josh Allen is special.
He is incredible. All right, again, we're going to get these calls right now. 877-337-6666. I would never speak for anybody but myself, but I don't think Giant fans will even really feel me on this. I got you. I'm not trying to shove it down your throat. I don't think it's going to happen. All I'm saying is make the call. Just make the call, all right? Make the call. Let's start with Bill, who is in Rockaway Township, and he's first up on the Fan, Tiki and Tierney. Billy, what's happening?
Hey, good afternoon. Thanks for having me back, guys. Listen, I don't want any part of the Parcells tree, including Belichick. Those guys are traitors. Giants fans have good memories. Okay, Bill Parcells looked in the mirror, right? Remember all of that? He retired.
Yeah.
You know, those guys got us Ray Hadley. We got Ray Hadley thanks to Bill Parcells. So all that stuff is the past. I think, you know, you can turn on the station almost any year.
Hang on a second, Bill.
And hear the same comments. And
yeah, Bill, Bill, I want to bestow something upon you 14 minutes into our show.
Mm-hmm.
And you should take great honor in this award that I'm about to give you. I got you. We're 14 minutes into the new week, and I'm going to give you the trophy for the dumbest call of the week.
Well, thank
and it's
you
the
very
first
much.
Call
why
of the week.
Yeah, why though?
Because I'll tell you why. Because you're, first of all, if you called up and you said, you know, all the other branches from the Belichick tree, which are pretty much garbage, mm-hmm. that's one thing. Bill Belichick is the greatest of all time. Ray Hanley means nothing right now. Bill Parcells.
Bill Belichick isn't coming to the Giants.
But that's not the point. But, Bill, that's not the point that you made. You decided to disparage.
We don't want, why waste your time? We don't want any part of those trees. Those guys.
He's not the tree. He's the roots.
No. All right, Bill. George Young was the roots. George Young and John Mara were the roots.
Wellington, Mara.
The fact of the matter is,
Wellington, Mara.
The Giants never had a succession plan, and that's what the problem is. As much as they are heralded in the
Yep. I didn't clip Bill. I think his phone gave out there.
Yeah.
Oh, listen, that's fine. One thing I don't know that we need to do, we don't need to go back to 1979 when George Jung took over the team. We know what's transpired since.
People bring that up because it feels like we're at that spot again with the New York Giants, mm-hmm. where it needs an overhaul.
Okay, but how is dissing Bill Belichick part of the solution?
I'm not saying that's the case. I just don't know if I want Bill Belichick as my head coach from the New York Giants.
But that's different than saying that, you know, Ray Hanley and he's a traitor. Who cares? Whatever. That means nothing today. Let's get Scotty, who's in East Hanover, New Jersey. Scott is on the Fan. What's up, Scott?
Hey, good morning, guys, and good luck on your new show and your time slot there. Wish you well.
Appreciate you.
Thanks, Scott. What's up?
Yeah, Giants season ticket holder, been through the good, the bad, and the ugly, and I agree with you, Tierney, 1,000,000%. I've been saying it to all my Giant friends. Make the call.
Yeah.
What's the harm? Giants have more money than the Yankees, just about. Write the check. This guy's a leader of Belichick. He'll show you how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
He'll give you the playbook on how to win. I mean, why not just have him say no? And he may not say no. I mean, everybody wants a new experience, and he's part of the Giant history. I say make the call, but the Giants, hopefully they're listening to me and you, and I agree with you on that point.
Attaboy, Scott. You see, we've already converted somebody smart out there.
You have.
You know what? I think there might be more. Kevin in Manalapan says, let's call Belichick. Kevin is on the Fan. What's happening,
hey,
Kevin?
How are you? Hey, what's up, guys? I'm all in with the Belichick thing.
Yeah.
Why the hell not?
I don't know.
This is rock bottom for the Giants, so if you're going to walk on ice, you might as well dance. Belichick, he's not getting any younger. I don't want to say rebuild mode for New England, but you are dealing with a rookie quarterback, and yes, they got to the playoffs. But home is home. Belichick has been with the Giants, you know, in the 80s and the 90s. He made his due markings. And if you watch a football like with the Giants,
yep.
I mean, he's in tears. He's in tears about East Rutherford, New Jersey. you got to do it. And worst case scenario, you got nothing to lose. Worst case scenario, you just say,
He says no.
Talk to him. He says no.
Yeah.
It's nothing to lose. And Tiki.
Yes.
I mean, you were with the Giants.
Yeah.
It's rock bottom for this organization.
It is.
That's what we talked last week.
I mean, look.
Why not go for it?
Kevin, BT just mentioned the Jets and the Giants have the worst record over the last 4 years. And
I think it's 5 years.
5 years. And then technically the Giants are worse because they haven't had one winning season or non-losing season. The Jets actually have had two, which is crazy. So I get it. The Giants are absolutely at rock bottom. I just worry that, like, putting all of the faith in Bill Belichick to replicate what he did in New England is just, it's a fool's errand.
Can I challenge you on something?
Go ahead.
And I understand what you mean. Like, everything is not transferable. I get that.
And that's exactly what I'm talking about.
And first of all, by the way, we've seen what they do without Tom Brady. They do nothing. So to be fair.
I mean, they actually.
They got destroyed.
Yeah.
They got their doors blown off.
I showed you earlier. They're just not as well. I don't want to say well coached because they are, but you know, like
they're not very fast in the secondary.
Right.
They've got to do a lot of upgrades.
I agree.
They're not going to win anything anytime soon, in my opinion. But I'm not saying that you bring every single thing, every philosophy, every little action indeed, and now, you know, take it from the Patriots colors to the Giants. No, you could. There could be a modernization. You can apply certain things, but listen.
You think Bill's going to modernize his process at 70 years old?
I think all the great ones adjust and adapt. I think they do. Listen, Teek, if he wasn't willing to change a little bit, there's no way Cam Newton would have ever taken a snap for that team.
Yeah, but
I think he's already shown adaptability.
Yeah.
Come on. I
also think that was desperation.
But still, there were other options. You could have gone with, trust me, there were other options. The thing is, I really don't think this is going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to talk about a plan of succession, which somebody mentioned before, you know what? Bring his son, who, you know, the dude
Steven?
Who licks his lips
yeah.
like a maniac, and the meme Steve, meme Steve, and see what you could do. See if Josh McDaniels wants to come. Maybe Josh McDaniels is the next coach in 3, 4, 5 years of the Giants.
I mean, if Bill Belichick leaves the New England Patriots, Josh McDaniels is staying to be the head coach.
That might happen. But there's also this, you know, there's also an association in the minds of many that Bill Belichick, like, will automatically turn down the Giants. And you might be right. But to me, and I am a man of sentimentality, I will admit that. So I do get a little maybe overly enamored with mm-hmm. history and the past, and that means a lot to me. Teek, you know that as my partner. But the reverence, and I can't think of a stronger word than reverence, that Bill Belichick has for the Giants. This guy is our Lombardi. He's got a year to go. You've got multiple openings. Just make the call. That's all I'm saying. 877-337-6666. Tiki and Tierney on the Fan. We'll get more calls. Is McCarthy out of a job in Dallas? The refs? What else is new? We're awful. But we're going to roll with this Belichick for a little stuff, for a little bit more, pardon me. And some tweets as well on Twitter at Tiki and Tierney. Just getting going on a Monday here on The Fan.
The Fan is on your smart speaker. To listen to the home of New York sports, just say, play WFAN.
All right, Tiki and Tierney back here on The Fan. 877-337-6666. Now, bottom line is this. Eventually, Bill Belichick's going to be done. He just is, based on the numbers, based on life. I don't mean expiring from the earth. I mean done coaching.
Yes.
I mean, we're all going to expire from the earth. You know what I'm saying. But the Bill Belichick possibility, there's only a small window here. Based on his age and based on, I believe, certainly the circumstances of the Giants, but also the circumstances of the Pats. I'm calling them.
Yeah.
I'm calling them.
Yeah. The problem also becomes the Giants situation is not one that Bill Belichick wants to walk in and try to fix.
Unless he relishes a complete rebuild.
Maybe.
Maybe there's an aspect of that job that would be appealing.
It's a lot of work for a 79-year-old man.
Well, he's not 79. He's 69.
Is. I mean, Bill a 69-year-old. He's going to be 70 in April.
Does he feel old?
No.
Exactly.
He is old. I'm just saying.
Let's go to Sonny, who's out in Malvern. And Sonny's on the Fan, Tiki and Tierney. Sonny, what's happening?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
Appreciate you, Sonny. What's up?
What up?
A couple things. One, number one, on Martin Luther King Day, I think it's an embarrassment that the league only has one official black quarterback right now on the sidelines.
Yeah.
Let me get that out of the way.
You mean head coach? As head coach.
Yeah, as a head coach. Yep.
Yeah, Mike Tomlin. 100% agree.
Yep. Number two. As a Giants heel, I want to jump on the Belichick bandwagon. But first, as a Giants fan, I do feel better that the Dallas Cowboys, won 11, 12 games, and they are out in the first round of the playoffs. Two main reasons. Number one, it's the coach is god-awful. Fans about the Giants screaming about Judge. Meanwhile, this coach, with that call, should be embarrassed and should be out as far as the Dallas Cowboy coach. And number two, they should have an elite quarterback. Des Prescott is a good quarterback, not elite. Which leads me to Belichick. Listen, of course you call Belichick. Giants have been the worst team in the league for the last 5 years. Belichick is the best coach of our generation, probably the top two of all time. But the problem is, guys, even with Belichick, you need the coach and the quarterback, and the Giants do not have that elite quarterback. You look at every year, the last four teams that are standing, and they always have the four best quarterbacks of the league.
That's right.
So the Giants are missing the quarterback. But Belichick, of course you give him a call.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, you got it there, Sonny.
Yeah, good things. Good things you said in there. And it's interesting because it brings up the quarterback situation with the Giants and really other teams around the league.
Mm-hmm.
If you're drafting a quarterback, and I said this about whether it was Sam Darnold, I remember you and I talked about this, or whoever it is going to take a quarterback high, do you think the kid's going to be a Hall of Famer? And if there's any doubt, you don't take him. Because look where we are in the postseason. The best quarterbacks are always playing at the end of the season.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Always that way. Mm-hmm. And you got to be a Super Bowl. Got to win a Super Bowl, you got to be kind of a Hall of Fame quarterback.
It would be nice to have one of these guys one of these years for my team. That's all right. We got Zach. Zach is that guy. Art is in Staten Island, says basically you can have Bill, I believe. Art, you're on the Fan with Tiki and Tierney. What's up?
Hi, first of all, thanks for taking my call.
Yep.
I could tell you that I'm on the blogs in New England, and there is a split. There are people that are willing to trade Bill. They know that Bill loves the Giants, but it's going to cost you the 2-1, and they don't want Josh to be the coach, which is a different problem of who is on the level. But it's like a bad divorce. It's time that, you know, when you break up with your old girlfriend, that's exactly what has to happen. It's without Brady, we're spoiled. Let's face it. 20 years, you're spoiled. Every year you're in the playoffs.
Well,
now you're spoiled.
Well, hold on, Art. So you guys up there, not you specifically, but the blogs or whatever sites you're on, they don't want Bill Belichick.
Right.
They don't want Josh McDaniels.
Hmm.
Who do you want as the head coach?
That's the problem. In other words, they're not thinking that. They just don't think that Bill, like the last caller said, he doesn't have the material to do anything with it. So why are we holding on to the best there is if we don't have the materials to do anything?
Which is exactly my issue with Bill Belichick coming to the New York Giants.
Yeah, but there would be a foundation of accountability. At least the Patriots organization has that. The Giants don't even have that right now. You know automatically, and you know that I'm right, he would bring accountability, professionalism, passion. He would weed out the guys who are posers, mm-hmm. the guys who want to play the right way, the disciplined guys, the me guys. Like, at least you would take that next step.
Yeah.
Automatically you would take that step.
Do you believe that the Giants organization would allow that overhaul to happen? I'm not talking about...
You have to answer. I can't answer that.
I'm not talking about on the field. I'm just asking rhetorically.
What do you think?
I'm asking rhetorically.
But I'm asking you because you're a Giant. What do you think?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. They've been doing things a certain way for a long time in New York. Clearly, it's become antiquated, and it's not finding the right talent. Clearly. This goes back to Jerry Reese, at least after his first draft, which was great. Name me the guys that re-signed and turned into perennial...
Oh, you mean second contracts?
Yeah.
None, basically.
Perennial Pro Bowlers. Do you see any of them?
I don't know one off the top of my head, actually.
Eli was the last one, right? Really? JPP, I guess, was... there hasn't been a ton.
Shepard.
That's my point.
Shepard.
Oh, that's right.
But he was a second-round pick.
That's right. That's right.
But still.
I agree with
you.
Yeah, so
that not many.
It needs to be overhauled. Are they willing to let it be overhauled? And if they are, then Bill Belichick is a good option.
I think they are, just based on the tone of the search, the depth.
The GM search.
Yes, the reach of the search.
Because
and what John said the other day.
Because this is, as we said last week, this is the first time since 1979 they've gone outside of the organization.
Yeah, I mean, the Bee Gees was on the radio, dude. The Bee Gees.
Dove was rocking to that.
Dove, you like the Bee Gees? How do you not like the Bee Gees? You like the Bee Gees?
Of course I do.
What do you know about the Bee Gees?
I don't
know
a ton, but I know I like the music.
Oh, the Bee Gees were great. Let's get Patrick, who's out in Melville. Patrick is on the Fan, Tiki and Tierney. Pat.
Hey, Tiki and Tierney. I'm glad to be on the phone with you guys.
Appreciate you, Pat.
Awesome. Thanks, Pat.
Hey,
what's
listen,
up?
Don't really want Belichick. I think that he had something special in New England, and I don't think he's going to recreate it here. Again, like the other caller said, doesn't have a quarterback. I think the only franchise that Daniel Jones deserves to be in is McDonald's.
That's harsh, Patrick.
It's harsh, but it's true, because think about it for a second. And actually, Brandon, I was actually on your phone with you like a long time ago, and I remember when we were dogging Eli, and you wanted Eli out. And listen, Daniel Jones hasn't even had in almost 4 years the much wins that Eli's had in the second year.
Uh-huh.
So
Pat, let me add a little context here. I don't remember the specific call that we had back. I'm assuming that you're referencing the other station, but I had a lot of those calls about Eli on the other station back in the day. And quite frankly, I wasn't alone. None of us really knew what Eli was. None of us really knew right away what Coughlin was, despite great success with the Jaguars in Boston College. Mm-hmm. I think that the difference here is that Eli, number one, right behind him had Tiki, number one, and right in front of him had a pretty damn good offensive line.
Right.
Daniel Jones has had Saquon Barkley with one knee and a bunch of stiffs or injured decent players in front of him. Sloppy coaching. Listen, and I know you're kind of saying that for effect. He should be at McDonald's. But the bottom line is this on Daniel Jones. If you want him gone, that's fine. But don't disrespect the young man. No, how did he get hurt? He got hurt by lowering his head and lowering his pads, trying to score a touchdown for his team and for you in Dallas.
Yeah.
You got to at least respect that.
Yeah, he had 62
carries. Dude plays hard, man.
He plays really hard. He runs hard. He might, you know, not might be in the best shape to go 75 yards, but the dude runs hard, man.
That's right.
And I appreciate his work ethic. Just leading up to last season, you heard all of the anecdotal, you know, stories about how he put on weight, functional weight. He'd lead the guys in sprints, not like I'm leading you, but like beat everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
The dude was an athlete and he just got hurt. Now I worry more about him being physically ready for next year, more than I'm saying I don't want him for next year. I still don't have an answer on him. I don't know who he could be or what he could become because of what's been around him being inferior.
Take you not wrong. I mean, I think the easiest thing to do is to bag on a young player and then just discard them. And we've done that with a lot of Knicks over the years, a lot of Jets. Frankly, we've done this with teams that we don't trust. Like, if you're a fan of a team that you don't trust based on their recent success or lack thereof, we are inclined to believe that everything around that team is negative.
Yeah.
So, like, if the Giants were still kind of the Giants, which they're trying to get back to, we'd probably be more inclined to give Daniel Jones the benefit of the doubt because he was playing for a good team. We just associate everything wrong with the Giants now because of what they showed us, but that doesn't mean that he can't be the guy.
Agreed. Also, three coordinators in 3 years.
Yeah, problem is the contract. That's where it gets dicey, and that's where I'm okay eventually moving on from Daniel Jones. You're not going to give him big money, but the young man has not had a lot to work with, that's for sure.
You don't have to. Let him play out his last year. Yep. Don't give him the fifth-year option. If he outperforms next year, then you franchise them or you sign them to a long-term deal.
Okay. 877-337-6666. Tiki and Tierney on the Fan. Let's roll with this a little bit more, incorporate some of the games from over the weekend, the snapshots, McCarthy, that ridiculous call, the refs were awful, and why, as a Giant fan, you should be very reticent to believe anything about Harbaugh wanting to come to the Giants. We'll get to that. After this, Tiki and Tierney on The Fan.
The Fan is your station. We want to hear from you. Call The Fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook. Better odds and favorable prices.
All right, Tiki and Tierney, 43 minutes past 10. Well, 10:43, really, probably the more direct way to say it. Here on WFAN, 877-337-6666, my Knicks. A little Martin Luther King matinee. By the way, I was at that game in 1990, which the Trent Tucker rule where it was born.
Is that right?
I was at that game.
Oh, wow.
With my cousin, 1990. I think it was January 15th. And that was when they inbounded the ball. They were trying to find Patrick on an alley-oop against the Bulls, and they obviously double-teamed Patrick toward the rim, and they flung it in. I think Mark Jackson inbounded the ball, and Trent Tucker catches it. And if you'll see this all over social media today, when Tucker catches it, there's 1/10 of a second to go in the game.
Yeah.
And obviously now you have to have at least 3/10 to catch and shoot, otherwise it's got to be a tip. But when that – you watch the replay, Trent Tucker catches it right in front of the bench, right? And just flings it over his shoulder, and it's like scraping the moon. That's when the clock starts. Oh, it was such a home hatchet job. I loved it. And then, of course, Phil Jackson was whining. But you got the MLK matinee today, which is always fun. Knicks playing better. Knicks have won 8 of 11. Mm-hmm. And that Kevin Durant situation over the weekend, that could have been disastrous.
Yeah, we'll get to the Nets a little bit later, BT, because we were talking about this before the show. They just have not played enough together, three of the stars. Obviously, this year they couldn't because of Kyrie being out. But even if you go into last year, they only played 9 games last year together. And now Kevin Durant's out for 4 to 6 weeks. I think they'll be okay if they all get healthy in the postseason, but you never know.
I know. And that's why, as much as I don't like the situation with Kyrie Irving. Number one, it's not fair to Kyrie Irving. You shouldn't be allowed to be a visitor, come into the Garden or Barclays and play.
And be unvaccinated.
Yeah, it's so unfair.
Yeah, sorry.
And obviously Kyrie Irving, listen, I mean, he doesn't want to get the vaccination. That's his choice, and that's certainly his choice. I mean, I disagree with it, but it's certainly his choice, and you disagree with it as well. Mm-hmm. We're both, we have the vax, and we're boosted. But point being, it's just not congruent with the rest of the rules. But still, this is why I said the Nets were doing the right thing when they allowed him to come back. Because now, can you imagine no Durant, no Kyrie? James Harden would be like 119 pounds
and he tried
by
that.
The playoffs.
And he tried that a couple games ago, and they got run out of the building. They lost, they lost 130 to whatever it was, 105 or whatever it was. They got run out of the building. He just can't do it by himself.
No, no. Let's get Bill, who is in, I believe, Shoreham, I believe, where Bill is on the Fan, Tiki and Tierney. Bill.
Guys, thank you, my call.
Appreciate you, Bill.
Listen, Belichick, I don't know he'll ever come. He does not like New York. But I just wanted to read the Bills Mafia tweet right after the game. Being a 55-year Jet fan, this isn't just for Buffalo. It's for every NFL fan who had to endure the media fawning over Belichick, the Patriot way, the cheating, the favorable Boston arrogance. This beatdown is for you. We love you.
It's true.
It's entertaining. It's entertaining.
I was like so happy when I read that. I mean, it's true.
Yeah, it is true. But I mean, he earned a success, though. It's not like he, you know. You know, he earned it.
Talking about Bill?
Yeah.
100%. They cheated a little bit, but who doesn't cheat?
Everybody does. They got caught because they were egregiously.
A few times they were
egregiously cheating.
That's true.
Like, hey, we're going to film what everybody else is doing on the sideline. Oh, cool. We're going to do it with the guy standing on the sideline.
Yeah. You remember the nonsense they had, like, the film intern up in the press box, too?
Yes.
I believe in Cincinnati a couple of years ago.
Oh, that's right.
What the hell was that?
That's right.
Talk about being brazen.
Very brazen.
Come on.
They kind of got away with
that. They did.
With, slap on the wrist.
They got a little fine, maybe a late pick. Nothing, obviously, of consequence. But, I mean, everybody jumped into this. I saw the Mets, their official account, their verified account, tweeting support to the Bills before the game. Listen, the bottom line is, when you look at the Bills are, like, their plight. I know they had all those Super Bowls, and I've never seen one as a Jets fan. But the Bills and the Jets fan, we're from the same cloth. It's the same DNA.
True.
Same person.
But the Bills never actually hit rock bottom.
Yes, they have.
They had some bad seasons.
No, the Bills have had some bad years.
But not, like, 5 years in a row of just being... You know what I mean?
Not 5 years in a row of 3-13 back in the day, but if you pull up the Bills year-by-year record.
I'm looking at
it. Okay, give it to me. I mean, think about there. J.P. Lossman, Ryan Fitzpatrick, that ridiculous contest. They had some dog quarterbacks, dude.
They really did.
Give me some of the records. Starting with 2000.
So 2000.
Find the stretch where they were really bad.
They haven't. They were 8-8 in 2000. Then they went 3-13. This was Greg Williams' first year. But then they went back to 8-8.
Okay.
And they went to 6-10. Greg Williams gets fired. All then they're 9-7 under Mike Mularkey in his first year.
Mike Mularkey.
Yep. And then they go 5-11 the next year. He gets fired.
Okay.
Then they bring in Dick Geron.
Wow.
And he's there for 3 years. He's 7-9 every single year.
Okay.
Not, like, horrible.
No, I got you.
Sub .500.
I got you.
Perry Fuel takes over interim the fourth year. They're 6-10. The next year with Chan Gailey, they're 4-12.
Okay.
I guess that was a bad. I guess maybe the Chan Gailey era
was
bad.
That's what I'm saying. We'll keep going.
They were 4-12, 6-10, 6-10, 6-10 with Doug Marrone. Then they're 9-7. Doug Marrone gets fired.
Mm-hmm.
And they go to our boy, Rex.
Rex
Ryan is there for 2 years.
That didn't work out well.
I mean, they were 8-8, and then they were 7-9. Again, this is not rock bottom.
No, that's true. I guess a little bit misrepresentation.
And then they bring in Sean McDermott, and they're 7-9. They go, they lose the wild card, 6-10, and then Josh Allen starts to take over. And the reason the Bills are interesting to me is because they rebuilt, even though they didn't really need to rebuild like the Giants and the Jets have had to rebuild, but they rebuilt with a really succinct plan on how to do it. This is why I love Brian Daboll, because he had a plan to help Josh Allen translate from whatever he did in college to the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
He had little successes by being an athlete. He was a leading rusher his rookie season, Josh Allen was, for the Buffalo Bills. And every year just took a little tiny step. And next thing you know, they're one of the best teams in football.
Is he bringing Josh with him? No. Just checking.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
That's it. But
I like Daboll too.
But
you have to.
You know that he'll have a plan for whoever the quarterback is.
I'm with you. Vince is in Union, New Jersey. Vince is on the Fan, Tiki and Tierney. Vince, what's happening?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey.
Give him a call. Appreciate it.
Yep.
What's up, Vince?
On the Giants, I don't know anything about GM, so I can't say. But in your opinion, you guys, with the coaching, I watched the San Francisco game, and Shanahan, I guess he's calling the plays, but he's the head coach. Is that correct?
Yes. Sean Payton does it as well. I think Andy Reid is also a head coach who does it. Mm-hmm. There's a couple others, I believe. I think Bills, Nagy gave it up for Lazor.
He was forced to.
When a head coach, let's say Judge, does he tell the guy, I want to do a run here? Or does the guy say, I'm going to do a run here? Like, how does that actually work? And then also, in your opinion, why is Brian Flores would be considered a good coach? And why is Dable would be good? What is your opinion on those guys? Why do you think they would be good coaches?
Yeah. So it's a good question. Dan Campbell actually also did called plays as a head coach. He took over for Anthony Lynn, who ended up leaving the organization after the season. So, I mean, the first question on Daboll, why I think he'll be a good coach, is, one, he's relatable to players. So Brian Flores is interesting because I like his mentality. He is a Bill Belichick disciple, and as a result, has had a hard time adjusting to player relationships, right? And that's one of the issues that caused his ouster down in Miami. And you heard Tua talk about this after the season was over. He said he just doesn't know how to talk to people. He doesn't communicate well with the players.
Yeah.
And I also don't think he communicated well with his coaches. Remember, he went through three coordinators in 4 years, Brian Flores did down in Miami. Every year they fired a coordinator.
But every year they got a little bit better, to be fair, Flores. Let's be honest.
They
were bereft of talent when he took over.
But there's something worrisome about that.
Yeah, yeah.
When you're hiring and firing somebody every single year, he completely and utterly mismanaged the Tua Tagovailoa situation. Whether or not he wanted him or not, it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. He's your quarterback. You don't treat him the way that he treated him. So there's some question marks with Brian Flores, despite the fact that he's a good coach.
Yep.
Right?
Pauly prep kid, by the way, for those who don't know.
That's right. And if you're the Giants, do you want another Bill Belichick disciple, that tree? Probably not.
Yeah, I'm not going to mess around with the branch. I'll take the roots.
Yeah.
Meaning I'll take Bill.
You'll take Bill.
I'm not taking one of these branches that seem to crack off every couple years.
Exactly. I'm not sure I'm buying another Bill Belichick, the disciple.
Although the Flores thing, the angle that's really interesting here, and this was talked a little bit over the weekend, was this apparent desire, strong desire from Deshaun Watson.
I heard.
To create this union together, both as head coach and quarterback and head coach, vice versa, where Deshaun Watson apparently wants to play for Flores, and Flores apparently wants to have Deshaun Watson.
Which is interesting because the leader in the clubhouse to get the Houston job is Brian Flores.
Mm-hmm.
And so does that mean that now Deshaun Watson is not going to leave?
Do you repair that?
I don't know.
I mean, you try to, but I don't know, man. If I'm a Texans fan, I guess, after what I watched this year, I guess I'd take him back.
Yeah, I mean, he's still a good player, and as long as this thing works itself out, I guess you kind of forget about it. Maybe you don't, but maybe you forgive. I don't know. It's an interesting situation.
Mm-hmm.
The reason I like Brian Daboll, and we talked about this last week, because that's the relationship I want. The GM Joe Schoen from Buffalo with Brian Daboll, because Brian Daboll is a tight disciple of Sean McDermott, who we talked about, once he took over. They're 9-7, 6-10. Now they've won double-digit games for the last 3 years and seem to be one of the best teams in football. There was a process that they went through. It was an intentional process that they went through to build the team the way that they built it, to get the type of playmakers in the secondary that they have. We talked about this earlier, that the Micah Hyde interception was, one of the most ridiculous interceptions I've ever seen.
Brilliance.
It was brilliant. It was a great throw. It was an even better interception, by the Buffalo Bills defense. And I think that that can translate. Right. If you've seen somebody do it and you were part of that process, you can bring that other. You can take that wherever you go next. So I just really like Brian Daboll, and he seems to be one of the guys that the Giants like as well.
877-337-6666. Tiki and Tierney here on the Fan. Twitter at Tiki and Tierney. You know, one of our last callers brought up the whole dynamic between OC and head coach, right? And one thing that always bothers me is when head coaches get a pass or a relative pass for play calling, even if you are, if you're Zimmer, who's a defensive coach, Rex, obviously defensive coach, et cetera, Joe Judge, special teams, a little different. But if you're a defensive head coach and you have an OC and the play calling is scattered or inconsistent or just flat out bad, that doesn't give you a pass, because fans need to know that the head coach hears everything coming up on the headset.
That's right.
And what drives me nuts is when a head coach goes to the podium after a game and he says, well, you know, we got away from the run and I'm not sure how that happened. Well, maybe if you listened on the damn headsets, if you only ran the ball 11 times and your mission is to run a 25 plus, I don't know, maybe when you see them passing 38 times a game, you kind of get your OC and you get this behind and say, yo, let's start running the football here.
Yeah.
You can't give the coach a pass on that.
So they do hear, sometimes they will overrule. I didn't answer that part of the question, but usually they leave it up to the offensive coordinator. But I told you the story last week, BT, about Sean Payton with the Arizona Cardinals and how at the end of that game, forget what year it was, 2002, Sean Payton got overruled. He wanted to kneel to run out the clock.
Yep.
He got overruled. Kerry Collins ends up throwing a pick six, and the Cardinals get back into the game. They end up beating us 21-7. So, yeah, the head coach can ultimately make the final decision, but most of them leave it up to their offensive coordinators.
Okay, 877-337-6666. Number to give us a buzz. If you haven't called this yet, week three, you want to chime in, by all means, come on in, and we'll have a little fun. Twitter, Tiki and Tierney as well. This I'm going to throw out a warning flare for this Harbaugh story over the weekend. Giant fans, don't take the bait. We'll get to that. And what exactly do we extrapolate from wild card weekend? All those things and more. A little Knicks, a little Nets, some hoops today, but obviously primarily a heavy football day here on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.